Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. And today is Monday morning, and we have with us Dan Miller, who is president of 48 Days LLC. And he is a fanatic about Mondays, and among other things, helping people find their calling. And in 48 days, he has a process and a way of thinking that can really transform not only careers, but lives and probably relationships, too. So I want to get right into it because we have a lot to talk about. And Dan and I have many things in common, which is our passion for helping people get clear about what they came here to do. Welcome, Dan.
Thank you, and a happy Monday morning to you.
Happy Monday.
I love Mondays.
And tell us why.
Well, I'm one of those fortunate ones, but I don't think it's a matter of luck, but I have figured out what I was put here to do, and I figured out a way to turn that into meaningful, purposeful, and profitable work. So Mondays are not something that I dread. It's just an opportunity to get back to what I do best and what I can do to help others the most.
Well, Dan and I have connected through our mutual passion, and I had the privilege of actually meeting him in Nashville about a month ago and got to meet his lovely daughter, and he has a family business, and that is thriving. He's just going gangbusters. And Dan, what did you do before you started 48 Days?
I've always been an entrepreneur from the top of my head to the tip of my toes, and that has blessed me and also got me in big trouble. So a few years ago, I was coming out of one of those big trouble times where all my optimism had gotten me into a big financial mess. But even then, I knew that my choices were pretty clear. I mean, I was certainly employable. I could go get a job. I had been teaching at the university part-time and was certainly a candidate to do that. But the math just didn't work. If I took a position like that, I would never get myself out of the debt that I had gotten myself into with one of my entrepreneurial ventures. So I knew, again, I had to jump back in the game. And that suits me best anyway. That's how I'm wired. So I just jumped back in the game. But I was doing sales things. I had health and fitness centers. I had auto accessories company. And it was those kind of things that I was doing when I agreed to, just as a volunteer through our church, really, help others who are going through these inevitable career transitions. But I realized the people that were lining up were not just, you know, the 20-year-old wondering what they should major in college or the, you know, 25-year-old who just lost a job at Burger King. But I was also seeing physicians and dentists and pastors and engineers and accountants who said, I'm doing great in terms of how everybody else views me, but I don't think I'm on the right path. Can you help me really figure out if this is a path for me? So, speaking of the path, about that time I had read your book, The Path, and I started helping people. And that I did not intend originally for that to turn into a career or business. I was doing that as a volunteer through our church.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But it grew just so exponentially that ultimately I said, you know, with my wife's encouragement, you know, if there's that much need, then you need to just transition what you're doing. So this is the primary focus. So I kind of evolved into the career coaching and writing that has served me so well now the last 20 years.
Wow. It's just amazing to me what you have done, the volume and the quality of the work that you put out. And you sent over 3 to 5 talking points before the show, and we could do a show around every one of these. But the one that struck me was number 3, Langston Hughes wrote a famous poem titled Hold Fast to Dreams. Should we even be thinking about our dreams right now, or should we just hunker down and be practical?
Oh, that the first verse of that poem is just such a clear visual picture. It says, hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is like a broken winged bird that cannot fly. So that is a good talking point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the times of turbulence and times of, you know, workplace volatility are wonderful times to take a fresh look at our dreams and to act on those. You know, when things are going well, we don't have the stimulus to look at anything else. I mean, the old adage, you know, good is the enemy of the best, and that really is true. So, yeah, now's a great time, and we're seeing people all around who are saying, you know what, I'm tired of being vulnerable in the corporate life anyway, so now's the time that I can put legs on an idea that I've had. We're seeing people just launch and get excited about a lot of things. And it's not just entrepreneurial things. I mean, a lot of people are just saying, you know, now's the time because the company I was with is no longer viable. I need to look at how to position myself with a company for the next season in my life. Mm-hmm. There are those opportunities as well. But with the volatility, you know, in as much as we hear a lot about unemployment, and that's what makes the news, we also, I mean, Success Magazine says that in the first quarter of this year, more people quit their positions than were fired or laid off. That's pretty
amazing.
Startling. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
I mean, that tells us that people are not terrified. They realize that in the midst of this change, this is a great opportunity to put yourself in the driver's seat and decide where you're going to go.
Well, it's just amazing to me. And you know, I invented the term spiritpreneur, which is when people can answer yes to these three questions. Am I doing work that honors God? Am I doing work that honors myself, my gifts and my talents? And am I making a living doing all three of those? And there's a huge movement in that direction, and I think you are a part of that, and you're living it because, you, like you said, the math didn't line up. You could, you know, you could have a part-time job teaching, which obviously is part of your calling. You love to teach, but it was not going to get you where you really wanted to go. Now, in another one of your talking points, you say, in No More Mondays, you say, who's making your lunch today? What do you mean by that?
We have kind of a common mentality to think that our success is determined by what happens in Washington, D.C., or in Wall Street, you know, or what the church is doing. We just have to get out of that mentality. There's a little Peanuts cartoon from which that chapter title comes, where, you know, Peanuts opens his lunchbox and says, oh, no, you know, bologna again. I had bologna on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I had bologna again today. Complain about it. And, you know, Lucy says, who fixes your lunch? And he says, I do. You know, that's pretty much a realistic way of how I encourage people to look at it. Nobody's trapped.
So
we aren't forced into doing the things that we do. We make choices, and if you want something other than bologna, then pick something different in the morning.
And you know, it's true, and the news serves up a bunch of bologna, doesn't it? And then we believe it, buy it, and then eat it.
My goodness. You know, it doesn't reflect what's really happening out here in the real world. I mean, sure, there are people being laid off, but if the numbers of people being laid off were directly correlated to unemployment, I mean, unemployment would be, you know, 30%. It's not. I mean, there's a whole lot of those people who realize it wasn't a good fit, and it's kind of a wake-up call. A lot of times, you know, unexpected and even unwelcome change is just a wake-up call for our dreams, our passions.
Yeah.
And it allows us to create that kind of alignment that we missed. I mean, we know that life happens, and sometimes you get out of college, you get that first job, knowing that it's not really your dream job, but you're going to at least do something to get engaged, and all of a sudden you realize 30 years have passed. I mean, we run into people like that all the time, where because things were okay, they just never took a fresh look. So along comes an unexpected change, and it's like, oh, wow, yeah, okay, now I can really look at this from my own perspective and align myself with something that makes much more sense than what I've been doing in the past.
Oh, that's so true. Now, you know, people are struggling in their businesses right now. When is it time to give up?
That's a setup, Lori Beth. You know what I'm going to say. I can't imagine the idea of actually giving up. Now, even if there is something that looks like failure, I mean, failure is an inevitable part of ultimate success. You know, I shared with you that who just recently buried my dad, and he had an old Amish neighbor that he had make a coffin for him many years ago in anticipation of the day we celebrated this last week. The guy's name is Apple Dan Miller, which was kind of interesting since I'm another Dan Miller, but Apple Dan because he was known far and wide for the apple trees that he grew. He said years ago, my dad came to him and said that he had planted like a dozen apple trees, and they looked really healthy, but they weren't producing apples. An old Apple Dan, this old Amish farmer, said what he told my dad. He says, you take a hammer and go out there, and you just beat the fire out of those trees all around the base. He said, they need something to wake them up. They need a shock. They need a little struggle. If things are too good, you're just nurturing them and pruning and fertilizing and watering.
Oh, wow.
They don't do anything. He says, beat him with a hammer. And my dad did. And a couple years later, with the grandkids, we picked 60 bushel of apple on my dad's little property that he had after retirement. But I thought that's kind of a neat picture. Get a hammer and beat the trunk. Sometimes if our lives haven't offered us some kind of a struggle or a challenge, we probably aren't really producing what we are capable of.
Well, I think that is so true, in Jesus Career Counsel, I write about that maybe you needed to get thrown off the camel to tumble down into the oasis that was there for you all along, off of the caravan.
Right.
You know.
That's
so
right.
People can reach you at 48days.com, and you're just a mega man of God, because you are really, I can hear the joy in your voice. And you know, there's people who talk like this about things, and this is the way it is, and broccoli, cauliflower, and there's an undercurrent of joy in you that I just love, and people need to approach work joyfully. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I would. Thank you for those kind words, and I certainly would. It grieves me to see people who consider their work just a necessary evil, just a burden, a cross to bear, however you want to describe it, curse of God. I mean, that just is not true. If you haven't found work that makes you come alive, where you know it's your best opportunity to fulfill your calling, it's the best opportunity for ministry. I mean, people watch us on Thursday morning. They don't really care where we spend 58 minutes on Sunday morning, but they're going to be watching us on Thursday morning.
That's right.
And
that's
if we're doing
exactly
something
right
that we detest, it's going to show, and there's no attraction in that kind of life. If we're going to be salt and light, our work ought to be something that we absolutely enjoy.
So how do people make themselves fireproof in the work that they're doing on Thursday mornings?
Sure. Great job. Great question to ask that. If you are in a position, and you know it is a good fit, but you're concerned about your long-term security there, do things that make you stand out. I mean, it's not that difficult. I mean, if you're required to sweep the floors, you could offer to shred the paper as well, or wash the windows. I mean, if you're at the front desk when people come in, you're not just handling phone calls. You're the picture of that organization to the world.
Mm.
Make sure that you make that one that's attractive, that people remember. Those people will notice that comment to your bosses, and it'll secure your position there because they see you as a valuable part of the team. There's so many things that you can do, and this is not just about working harder, but it's about knowing that you are part of something bigger than yourself and letting others know that you appreciate that opportunity.
Doing everything is unto the Lord.
Yes. You know, if a job is just nothing but an exchange of time for a paycheck, you know, it really needs to be having a fresh look. It needs to be much more than that.
That is so true. Dan Miller at 48days.com. You've got to check out his website. He's got everything with a bow around it to help you get clear about your life. And his lovely daughter is on the back end of the business and maybe even motivating you, and I'm sure, Dan, and handling all sorts of things. And Dan and I are actually looking at doing some things together. Every time I get around you, Dan, I just get so excited about life and about helping people and putting those putting those fish into the stream. So, Dan, in 5 seconds, a word to our listeners.
You know, we've got a new site up. I mean, a new post on our site at 48days.com on cool jobs for the season. I mean, right now is a great time to be looking at what am I going to do? How am I going to make the next year the best year of my life?
Okay. Well, Dan, thank you so much. We've got listeners all over the world, and I pray that this has been an encouragement to you as a listener. And, Dan, I pray that I can be an encouragement to you and a cohort as we help people find their element and live it. And blessings to you all. This is a great Monday, and in spiritual time, it is now.
Absolutely. Well, thanks. My delight being with you, Lori Beth. I appreciate your encouragement as well.
All righty. Blessings to you. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.